Tim Armstrong, the CEO of Oath, on combining AOL and Yahoo and life under Verizon. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. It has been a little less than a year since Yahoo and AOL officially merged. That's after Verizon bought Yahoo for some $4.5 billion. Since then, Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer has moved on to an unannounced venture, and AOL CEO Tim Armstrong got the job of blending the two companies into a digital content behemoth named Oath. It is meant to challenge Facebook and Google for advertising and eyeballs. I talked to Tim Armstrong recently at the Oath-sponsored women's leadership conference, Makers. I asked him how that big merger is going.
We ended 2017 above plan. We combined the companies faster. We moved the integration up by a year. Both companies have a long DNA of being in this economy and having sparked it in a major case. And I think there's a lot of willpower on our end to basically, as we go to the mobile economy, to move our companies back into pole positions. And I think we're going to continue to, you know, the same challenger brand Yahoo was and AOL was. With the Fortune 20 company and Verizon, that's all mobile behind us, I think we'll be in good shape.
What do you think are the differences between the two, you know, that allowed AOL to sort of ultimately be successful, to make that sort of digital economy pivot where Yahoo couldn't quite catch up and ended up being the one that was acquired?
Yeah, I would say that at AOL, we decided to go into differentiated open spaces rather than compete head on in what I call the lion's den of going into other people's businesses. So we went into content before people went into content. We went to programmatic advertising before people went to programmatic advertising. And by the way, Yahoo was doing the same thing, really. Marissa's team had basically been building in a differentiated way. Both companies knew to survive, you had to differentiate and take a lot of risk, and both companies were. But it ended up together because our strategies were probably more similar than different.
And then on that sort of technology question, I'm actually curious about where you guys stand in this sort of new world of net neutrality. I mean, this is an opportunity for Verizon to bundle content in different ways now. Yep. That they're with respect to net neutrality. How do you see that potentially benefiting your business?
Yeah, I think net neutrality is something that I think has been a huge benefit overall. I think net neutrality is something that will probably remain in place. And as the infrastructure gets built out, there'll be more, I guess, creative ways to continue to build out the infrastructure to make sure the networks get to everybody. I think the single biggest thing is the net neutrality debate has to end up in Congress and people need to vote on it. And hopefully it ends up in the system we all vote for and we all are a part of. And, you know, Congress comes out with a solution that makes total sense for consumers.
But if Verizon came to you and said, hey, awesome, we built the first, you know, fully functioning 5G network and we're gonna put Oath content on every consumer device, everybody who is a subscriber to Verizon, they're gonna get it. Pre-installed.
Yeah.
And you're the CEO and you're like, that's great for business.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, it is great for business. But I'd also say, you know, I think Verizon's one of the largest consumer companies on the planet. So I you've already seen this from us, is Verizon hasn't done anything. They've owned us for a couple of years now, and going on 3 years. They haven't done anything unnatural like that for consumers. So I think Verizon, all the other companies, I think they're going to be really careful about what they do. Oath's job is to do a great job for Verizon customers, but we also go to AT&T's customers, Sprint customers, Comcast customers. You know, we're one of the largest partnership companies on the planet at this point. So we're happy to keep scaling.
That is Oath CEO Tim Armstrong. And one pitch that company has been making to those partners you heard him mention is data. A Business Insider story in January noted that Oath will use data from Yahoo and AOL email accounts, fantasy sports customers, Verizon wireless users, web search data, and much more to target ads. Tim Armstrong and I had a much longer conversation than you heard here. I did ask him what happened to Marissa Meyer and about his efforts to make his leadership team 50% female. You can hear the rest of our conversation in The Source Code. That's our uncut interview, which you can find at marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.